Hey there, podcast fam. Welcome to another fascinating episode of AI Insights with Nia and Adam. I'm super excited because today we're diving into episode 7 of our Paul Graham essay series, focusing on superlinear returns.
That's right. And I've got to say, this is one of those essays that really blew my mind when I first read it. You know, it's all about how the returns for performance aren't just linear. They're actually superlinear.
Could you break that down a bit? Like, what exactly does superlinear mean?
So, you know how teachers always told us, you get out what you put in. Well, Paul actually challenges that idea. He explains that in reality, if your product is just half as good as your competitors, you don't get half the customers. You might get none at all. And this concept applies to so many areas, business, fame, knowledge, even military victories.
Oh, wow. That's actually kind of mind-blowing. So what causes these superlinear returns?
Right. So there are basically two main causes. First, you've got exponential growth. Like, think about startups that can grow really fast. And second, there are thresholds, like in sports, where winning by a little or winning by a lot still counts as one win.
That's fascinating. And I'm really curious about how this applies to learning.
Oh man, learning is actually one of the best examples because, you know, knowledge compounds. The more you know, the easier it is to learn new things. Plus, there are these amazing thresholds in learning, like when you first learn to read, suddenly you can learn so many other things faster.
So what does this mean for ambitious people today?
That's the really exciting part. Paul argues that we are actually living in a time where these opportunities for superlinear returns are expanding. Like 50 years ago, you had to be part of a big organization to do anything significant. But now you can work independently, reach audiences directly, find collaborators online.
Wow, that's really empowering. But is this path for everyone?
Actually, no. And that's an important point. Paul's pretty clear that this isn't for everyone. It's really for two types of ambitious people. Those who know they're exceptionally good and young people who can afford to take the risk to find out.
This has been absolutely fascinating. Before we wrap up, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway is that in today's world, the potential for superlinear returns is greater than ever. But you've got to be willing to take risks, follow your curiosity, and do exceptional work.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. This has been AI Insights with Nia and Adam. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and join us next time for more fascinating discussions about Paul Graham's essays.